Welcome back to the Christopher Scott Show. You know, things have gotten a little crazy when we can't even have an eclipse without people going nuts about it. Now, let's step back a second and ask ourselves why people might be going nuts about it. Well, I guess there could be a couple of different reasons you could blame it on. Maybe I'm wrong altogether. Maybe you see, what are you talking about? I don't see people going nuts. I'm looking at the news. I'm listening to what I hear people saying. Let's say there's a little disconnect here. We've had eclipse before. I believe I've seen them since I was a kid. I don't know. You know, this one's going to be a little unique. I guess it's going to be bright and shiny right over North America. What does that mean? Americans can't handle an eclipse? People are going to be running for their bunkers? Well, maybe there's a reason for it. Why does the government keep sending out all these cautions and alerts? Why? Because they don't think we can handle a little eclipse? Why wouldn't they just simply notify people? There's an eclipse coming. You're going to notice some differences, like it's going to get a little darker during the day. Don't freak out. But that's not what's happening at all, really. Like everything, lots of scare tactics, lots of misinformation, and lots of lunacy. As for me, I plan to be home safe and sound. I don't think the sky is falling. Is there a chance that some actor, whether foreign or domestic, could use it as an occasion to do something nefarious? I suppose there is. Is there some circumstantial evidence to suggest that that might happen? I suppose there may be. In reality, I think we're going to wake up Tuesday and everything's going to be A-okay. They're going to flip to some other, I don't know, it'll be a rain or something or windy. I don't know what kind of crazy story they could conjure up to distract everybody from the eclipse. But you trust me on this one. I think we're going to be A-okay. Hey, look, here's my modus operandi. I don't, you know, come and go on my level of preparedness. I'm the kind of guy, I travel, I get to a hotel, I check where all the exits are, check them to make sure they're clear, see where the vantage points are and the vulnerabilities, just a quick scan. It's not like I spent, you know, 2 hours, you know, doing interviews and whatnot, but I'll take 10 minutes to just scan around and make note of where things are. I always make sure I travel with a flashlight. You know, you're going to rely on your phone if the building's burning down or the South Tower gets hit by a truck bomb or something crazy like that. And there's complete disorientation. I know, it's crazy. I sound crazy. And I probably am a little crazy, but I'll tell you what, I don't worry a whole lot when an eclipse comes. I sleep safe and sound pretty much everywhere I go because I don't leave myself too vulnerable, I guess you could say. Anyway, I didn't bring this all up to brag. Today's going to be a little bit of a continuation from yesterday. This idea of a Bolshevik revolution. And of course, it all starts politically. I mean, that's the part of it. I think that a lot of the political craziness that we see going on in our country today is just as much a reflection of the money problem as it is on the government side. The government's printing money way out of control, no fiscal responsibility. You see the corruption that naturally comes with that. And you see the same thing happening on the politics side. I mentioned this yesterday. We got these campaigns raising hundreds of millions of dollars. Think about this, that the Democrats, the three presidents show up in New York and walk out with $25 million. Really crazy to me, insane on many levels. Is it even a lot of money for a city that size? Probably not. They may be even expected to take more. So we should have been able to bring in $50 million. Well, then what are they going to do with all that money? They're going to feed it into the media. And what media do you think they're going to feed it into? You know, and then we wonder why we keep waking up to the same problems every day. Because we just keep feeding money into it. You know, what's this is this definition somewhere, people. You know, you just keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Maybe this election will be the one that gets it done. I don't know. Maybe when people finally say enough is enough, we're not going to put up with it anymore. And let me tell you this loud and clear. Maybe then people, maybe the political process will change a little bit. But I don't think we're going to see too much of that. I really don't. I think we're going to see a complete political bloodbath for this election. What do I mean by that? Oh, I mean it's gonna take a pound of flesh, probably, at least from some people. What do you got? You got arrests, crimes being exposed. They'll do whatever it takes, rat out or whatever, whoever, destroy whatever they have to destroy. They have to. They have to prop up the fiat currency. It's all gotten so big. You know, this is when they talk about the leadership that we need. Oh, the leadership that we need. Yeah, because who could continue the scam going? Bernie Madoff. You figure if you were to measure Bernie Madoff compared to the federal government, it would be like, Samson and Goliath or whatever. Who was it? David and Goliath. Get it together, would you? You're using the wrong metaphor. That's not going to work. Anyway, I see people getting jammed up. Look at Peter Navarro, what's his name? I just mentioned the other day. I got to disbar him, it looks like. Going to destroy his career. How dare he side with Trump? How dare he defend Trump? How is it that all of these, I've complained about this, the complete, what's it called? Lack of liability that the solicitors have. Who are the solicitors? The solicitors are the government's lawyers. And basically, they give complete immunity to the politicians because the law says, well, as long as a solicitor has approved it, then you can't be found guilty of any wrongdoing. So, you could, if you run off and kill somebody as a government official, naturally that would be murder. But literally, if you go to the solicitor and say, it's okay if I kill this guy, and the solicitor says, well, under these circumstances, I find it to be okay. And then you go and do it under the law, at least theoretically, you can't be charged with the crime. There's probably limits to that, but I haven't heard of anything quite that directly egregious, but pretty doggone close. And so you say to me, they're going to disbar this lawyer. Wow. Not over anything that he did to the citizens, but what he over he did to the other politicians, the other party. Political mayhem at its best, really, in so many ways. How can you say not? It really is. It's a complete lunacy. You've got both sides feeling that everything is at stake. I want to mention this too. You've got the Republicans that are saying, hey, if we don't change this now, we're never going to be able to turn this country around. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I was talking about it yesterday. A lot of people saying the same thing. Either we get moving on making some changes or the country's going to be completely wiped out. I was bringing it up yesterday, something that I said almost 7 years ago. We better be careful. One day we're going to wake up to a country we no longer recognize. Here we are. I mentioned yesterday about the unfairness in our justice systems, up and down and all around. The unfairness, it has real practical implications that a young Marine can come home, ride the subway in New York City, and end up getting arrested for doing the right thing. Meanwhile, migrants who don't even know their names are given just money, handouts, whatever they need. If that doesn't illustrate the nature of the problem, then I don't know what does really. What else would you tell me? Crazy. Look at these stories. I'm going to tell you the political mayhem that's going on right now. You got this Rhonda McDaniels thing. Let me just mention a couple of things about this. Why am I mentioning this? I think it speaks to the lack of congruency. What's the word I'm looking for? Teamwork within the Republican Party. It's just not the Republican Party is so disconnected. It's very cutthroat. I can tell you this firsthand. There's no working together. And I'm not saying that you go over to the liberal side, there's a ton of help and resources for every candidate that steps in the ring. I don't believe that to be the case. But it seems to me that they do help each other out through mentoring and programmatically. They just, hey, we've already got this figured out. We'll set the steps in motion for you. I could be wrong about all that. And I'm sure it's not a straight line in many ways. Every candidacy, every office is probably a little bit different. Even different Democrats get squeezed out from time to time. Look at Tulsi Gabbard, and there's been others too. Anybody with a moderate voice that doesn't go along with the party risks takes the risk of being cut out completely. That's what they do to you. They cancel you. That's the cancel culture. And they're just going to go further with that. That's the Bolshevik Revolution. Right, every day you people getting canceled, can't be deplatformed, canceled. Then they want to debank people. Shit, for the love of God, they're going to go to digital currency, and then they're going to debank people. What does that mean to somebody? You think that how do they even have the power to do that? How do we end up with a system that allows that to even happen in the first place? Pretty crazy when you think. Used to be that you could be in this country, commit a crime. You're going to go through a judicial process that's fair and impartial, and a decision made. And from there, you're going to have a judge make a determination. You serve your time, and you're done. You've paid your debt to society. You begin your life over again. It's going to hurt. You're going to go out. You're going to get some tools. You're going to work hard. You'd still have an opportunity to redeem yourself. Even it might be hard. These days, you say the wrong thing and you'll be done forever. Complete hit job. Take the wrong side, you'll be done. It's mayhem on every level. Rhonda McDaniel, I'll use as an example of that. Now, I don't like her any more than you probably do. You know, in some ways, I look at this, I say, she leaves. She finally got, the party finally got rid of her. Thank God it had to happen. I mean, I felt was just, but her lack of energy, her lack of leadership was just in itself was hurting the party. She brought nothing of new energy. She really didn't. And she didn't know how to handle the Trump situation. She didn't know how to handle the political landscape. And this is supposed to be somebody in the party that knows how to do these things. And this is kind of what I'm talking about with the conservatives, the Republicans and the Democrats. And I don't bring all this up to even really be, you know, one's better than the other, this or that. The whole thing is a stinking mess. I'm not speaking for or really against either one in this case. Just to point out to you the complete political nonsense, chaos, mayhem, whatever you want to call it. Rhonda McDaniel, she gets booted out. She goes over to NBC. Did she ever make it on the air? I don't think she did. Then the backlash on the liberal side, they're like, I don't want this lady over here. They all play these games. And you know what it is? They do it on purpose. They get the, you know, so, you know, it'd be like me playing Obama clips on here. Boy, it would get people riled up, wouldn't it? I just don't subscribe to those games. And I really don't think it's a good idea on so many levels. Sit here and play psychology. I know you got to get attention. You got to keep an audience and all that. Learn how to do the craft of oration well. That's what I say. Automakers sharing customers' driving behaviors with insurance companies. Where did the intrusion stop, really? That's all I really want to know. How much information do we give up? When do we ever have any privacy at all? Soon it'll be the electronic toilet reporting that back to the government, too. Everything from what you ate, what you drank, what you took, and what diseases you might have. Right there in your little toilet, reporting it right back directly to the CDC. Real-time data. Never a question again. They'd have a state-of-the-art, accurate system that they could sit there and monitor your health and the health of the common good all in one swoop. Isn't that fantastic? Crazy. How far does it go? How intrusive do we? They're going to monitor the car's driving behavior and send it back to the insurance companies. How long before they send it back to the government? That's what I really want to know. How long before Uncle Sam's getting a copy of it? You know, they already can in criminal investigations. They do it all the time. And it's not like you have a choice. You have a lot of knowledge of what's going on. You know, it just seems unfair to me. Doesn't seem like the way free people should live. How about that? That's what I would say. Judge rules that John Eastman should be disbarred over efforts to overturn the election. That's what I was mentioning there. How's the judge have this power? Rules he should be, would be, must be, I don't know. Gold Star father arrested at the State of the Union for speaking out. Do you remember this? I think it speaks to the frustration that people have. The people that are connected to our government through the military, through other means, are saying, this isn't right. What's going on? People frustrated, unhappy. They're speaking out. Nobody's listening. So many whistleblowers. Do you realize that? How many different whistleblowers from how many different angles, from how much intelligence information, how many people have screamed out in the past 5 years or so, whatever, higher and higher up military. Who's the guy that ran to Russia? I forget his name with all the information. The WikiLeaks guy. It goes on and on. And you may find these people detestable. You may find what they did wrong. And I don't know. I didn't really open up to get into that debate. Look at Lieutenant Colonel Schiller, who spoke out against the Afghanistan withdrawal. And there's been others as well. Many, many whistleblowers, thousands every year you don't hear about. I spoke about this, the young Marine Lance Corporal who complained about the vaccines and got arrested at the gate in Japan. Unbelievable in so many different ways, it really is. The things that are going, the people tried to speak up and people aren't listening, not taking it seriously. If you wonder how the Holocaust and events like that take place, look around at what's going on. I don't know. 29 million Americans now live under voter ID laws put in place since 2020. Whoa, imagine how heinous that is. Well, this is the latest effort by the Democrats to say that this is racist and wrong. And, you know, this is just an effort to control the elections and limit your ability to vote. And why should you have to show an ID? Why should you have to show up? Why should you have to sign anything? Why should you have to answer a question? Why? Well, the fact of the matter is there's answers to those whys. Every single one of them I found. Foolishly, I at times spoke about, why do we have voting on one day only? Why not multi-day voting? Oh, I know now. You can't have a concrete election without a paper trail, verified ID, and a count in one day, an election and count in one day. It all has to be done and handled in that fashion. And it was done for many, many years, and we can continue to do it. Couple of sheets of paper aren't going to kill us for the purpose of an election. I think it's one of those areas that we really must have a paper trail. There has to be ironclad proof. It has to be crystal clear, void of any speculation. Otherwise, people lose trust in it. That's exactly what we have. And the truth of the matter is way beyond that. Our elections have been wildly polluted. Why do we keep hearing about these dirty voter rolls? Why isn't anything done about it? Why is it being kept a secret? Why do you got to sue to get information about it? How heinous is that? That one thing alone. You say, wow, well, they thought they'd overturn the election, blah, 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 blah. And why do they keep doing it? Why do they do nothing to fix it? Why does anybody answer that? No, it's nothing. Then why not just take them off? Take off the dirty voter rolls. Maybe you should have to register every year if you want to vote. Why can't you register and vote at the same time? That's what I'd like to know. Why don't they have a system in place? Why don't they, if they're going to put focus on internet information systems, why don't they do it on that end? On the voter ID, on the ID verification. Okay, come here. You don't have any ID? Okay, what's your name? Do you have a driver's license? A photo ID? We'll verify it through this database right here. I don't know. What do I know? I know that elections should be on one day. I know that we should be able to get a count at the end of the day, not 3 months later from some judge's decision. I've talked about this more and more. How many elections are decided by judges? When did we vote for that? When did we say, you know what, we voted in, we're going to allow the judge to make the decision, not our votes? How's that being allowed? Nobody even says a word about it. But part, okay, both parties go along with it. People get screwed. People start saying, my vote doesn't matter. Look to that issue alone. How do you say your vote matters when the election was decided by the judge? How can you sit there with a straight face and tell somebody your vote mattered, but the judge made the final decision? How did any of those votes matter ever when the judge is making the decision? How many decisions are made? How many election decisions are made by judges? Oh, you better take a look. Go do a little research. All the freaking time. All the time. Ballot printing errors. Oh, it's just a little mistake. You know, Chris, come on. Reasonable people understand this. Sometimes things happen. A mistake, a typo. We're all human after all, right? Yeah, indeed we are. Why don't you take a look at how often those ballots are misprinted? Why don't we ask why? They fight about everything from what position to who to how it's spelled and everything in between. Why don't we write a simple code on that? Play by a simple set of rules. Why don't we standardize that? We try to make everything uniform for the citizens. We want the citizen to be uniform and everything down to gender. The world would be so easy if there was one race, one gender. You'd have one language. Oh, it would be great for the mega corporations. They could grow in unlimited size. All they'd have to do is figure out how to put people on the moon or Mars. I don't know. Maybe there is an alien civilization out there that is just fed on that kind of gargantuan greed and spread. Soon they're going to take over us. I don't know. I'm joking around. But this monster of American politics that we see today is no different, no less alien, in my opinion. Tell me where I'm wrong on that. The decisions that are being made, how they talk to us, how we're treated by our own government, doesn't make any sense at all. 29 million Americans live under new voter ID laws. That's it? Less than one-tenth of the population? Is it we're going to actually verify the voter ID? It'll do a lot of good. Biden unveils a $7.3 trillion budget. I think I spoke about this the other day. Makes me sick, really. Absolutely sick. Left-wing sports outlet, Deadspin, fires all staff after falsely labeling that child in blackface. I mean, he wasn't in blackface. He's actually American Indian. So you say, good, right? This is another one. You say, good, back with them. They should be fired for that. It's just it was people being fired, slaughtered for what they said or didn't say. In this case, you say it's pretty egregious. Is it a fireable offense? Is it a crime? The whole department getting fired over that little mistake? You say it's not such a little mistake. I would agree. I would agree. I glossed over this budget deal. I did the math the other day. Let me just see here. $7.3 trillion divided by the size of the country. There we go. I did do the math on this. $21,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country. I want you to just, this is Biden's budget. They're criticizing Trump for not coming out with his own version. First of all, they're going to spend $7.5 trillion. It's just a matter of where the money goes. I believe that'll be the case whether Trump is president or Biden is president. And you want to say, no, you know, my Uncle Trump is going to, my Uncle Don is going to fix all this. Oh, really? How's he going to do that exactly? There's so much pushing against that. So we're going to spend $7.5 trillion, $21,000 for every man, woman, and child in the country. Question is it going to go to tranny surgeries and bad heat pumps and solar panels? Or are we going to actually use some of it to fix a bridge here and there? I guess that yet to be seen. Remains to be seen. $21,000 in spending next year for every man, woman. This is the federal level. Typically, the federal is about half. So you're looking at about $40,000 in government spending next year for every man, woman, and child in the country. Oh, no, that's not all, because that's not enough to feed their insatiable appetite for spending. They're going to borrow another $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion on top of all that. And listen, just back to the number to keep this simple a second. Let's call it $50,000 a year, okay? Debt. No, let's call it $40,000 a year in government spending, okay? All in government spending. $40,000 a year for every man, woman, and child in this country. If you were to go back to the time of Robin Hood, they would be robbing the king to take this plundering back to the people. How do we allow this to go on? $40,000 a year in spending for every man, woman, and child in this country. And you say, well, I'm not going to spend that much in taxes. For number one, you better add it up. How much do you make a year? Do you make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year? Half of it's going to the government right out of the gate, even before you cash your check. There's your 40. What does your wife make? $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones. You make $100,000, $120,000. So is your wife. You're making $180,000, $200,000 a year family income. Woo, whippy. Half of it's going to the taxes, and that's before your real estate taxes, sales taxes, and car registration fees, among others. Think about it. How much do we pay? How do we let this government get away with spending? And listen, it's all driving the lunacy. I keep telling you this. You let them spend the money. We do nothing about it, and they do use it to turn against us. Transgender surgeries, destroys our border, destroying our children, destroying our education system. They use it all against us. Trump employee number 5, who unknowingly helped move classified information. They're going to attack Trump through to election season at every angle that they can. Here's what I want to know. How comes we never heard of employee number 1 that moved the Biden docs? Not because we never heard about the story. Well, he cooperated. But because Trump didn't cooperate, we're just going to smear the living daylights out of him and handle it completely differently. Oh, really? Is that fair? Is that reasonable? Does that make any sense? Is it good for the American people? At the end of the day, why is Americans aren't... This is a shining example of how easily we're duped. Which cup is it under? I don't know. I hate that red cup. I wouldn't dare touch that blue cup if there was $1 million under it. Oh, okay. Why aren't we as Americans asking why every single stinking president leaves office with a tractor trailer load of classified documents that nobody seems to be able to track anywhere? Meanwhile, what's his name from WikiLeaks is rotting in prison for the same offense. What's the difference? the president's made more money off of it. This guy tried to do it for the common good. Nobody even asks. They sit there like, well, Biden did it, well, Trump did it, then it's okay. How foolish can we be? How the hell is it okay that presidents or any government employee, the point they get paid for it, I don't care if you get $400,000 a year, they're a government employee as much as their president. You say, well, Trump gave his back. Still an employee. Still an employee. I don't get it. The spending, the lies, the misinformation that we're fed all the time, none of it makes any sense. Trump's jaw-dropping praise for Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Did he really praise Hitler? Is anybody really believing that? Is Trump really the next Hitler? What did the guy bring? He brought peace, nothing but peace. And they want to make him out to be the world's next, you know, great destructive leader. And it makes me wonder, it makes me question every other leader they've demonized, all the way down to Saddam Hussein. Did he really do what they said he did? We know he didn't. Did he do other things? I don't want to get into it. Netanyahu rejects Biden's criticism. He's hurting Israel. It's another great example. I don't understand Israel and Jewish people voting Democrat. Netanyahu cozied up to Biden. He should have been the one screaming that America needs fair elections. Makes you want to ask, what role did Israel play in all that, if any? Oh, you can't even ask that. Don't you even suggest that. Netanyahu was like one of the first people to call Biden to thank him, to praise his victory. Now he's going to cry. Look at what you've created. He sounds like the mayor of New York City. Oh, well, we don't like being a sanctuary city. Oh, you didn't mind when you were rubbing it in everybody's faces for years, talking about how this was a model of justice and the right way to be, much like Israel does at times. And nobody's buying it anymore. Nobody's taking the bait. What else do we have here? U.S. prepper culture diversifies amid fear of disaster and political unrest. Well, I don't know that the U.S. prepper culture is really diversifying or not. I view this as a great piece to drum up sales for the prepper culture. I'm seeing so much craziness going on in the prepper space. It's ridiculous, really. I'm seeing food, you know, it's food supplies. But by now, food's going to be scarce. And then the next day, oh, we have an oversupply. Buy now at a discount. They're scamming a lot of people. Do I think that you should have a long-term food supply on hand? Yes, I do. I think it's a great idea. And by the way, I don't want to say the ones that I use right now. It's not the ones that you see popularly around. I would check it. I opened a batch of ours to check it and see if it was edible and tasty and all that. And I did. I found it to be all of that. I was getting a little worried there. This all seems like a big scam to me. They're selling all this stuff, and it's starting to look really, really scammy on many different fronts. So I said, I better look into this a little bit further. And sure enough, it's real food in there. It is edible and seemed tasty and all that. So I think you should have a stock. But it's like I've said a million times before, you should be buying a little bit here and there. And you don't have to go to big 5-gallon buckets. You can start small. And I've said this before. Build your grid out and start with 96 hours, 4 days. Need everything you need for 4 days in a self-contained kit. Start there. See with the size of that, number one, of what you put together, what you need. You have heat, water, lighting, food, toiletries, everything you'd need for 4 days. It's a minimum. And I would say to you, it's a really good idea to go 30 days if you can build up to that. And that may take time for some people, which I completely understand. You're not going to jump into it. Is the prepper culture diversifying? I think more and more, I hear police, I hear everybody you talk to, this is something's going to happen. Something's going to break. How can you predict that? Because the things that are supposed to be being done are not being done. The natural order of things is out of balance and nobody trusts anything. And the political parties are feeding that furnace every day, ramming it down our throats. You better watch your back and you better prepare. That's all I can tell you. And that's not just with food. That's in all areas, physically, spiritually, food, all of it. Like I told you, if you don't have heat, you don't have water, you can have all the toilet paper and paper towels you want. It's not going to help you a lot. Hey, God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.